looks to me. Oh, another thing about today's happiness, I was thinking of what it was, and the boss came back, and he brought all the Tet gifts for the family, and he bought kids, boys, some toys, and little girls, dresses, and a doll, the ball, a necklace, and a necklace for the other girl. And your package came this evening, the one with the two little necklaces for the girls. And they were so happy, honey, you should see them. They just, of course, Tet is a Christmas spirit, and they do give gifts and bake and make candies. And the ball had made cookies and candies here for her family. And old man came to visit me, and people to work for me, and we had cakes and candies and things like that. And then the tonight we had chicken for dinner, and I made up a chocolate pudding from some of the pudding you sent, and whipped up some of that minute whipped cream, and boy, boss and I had fried chicken and mashed potatoes and that pudding for dessert. Really touched it off fine. And everyone is so happy here that they've all had their gifts, and everyone says Bob Williams, number one. Bob Williams, really number one. Can I say, yeah? Bob Williams would like to be here and enjoy this with you. But the little kids, today's the day they wear all their new clothes, or this Tet. And I told you about the clothes that we bought from Sears and Roebuck for the kids. And they had them on, they wore them, and the boss brought back a dress for the little refugee, and it just fits her. A little long, but she certainly changed from a country hick to a city slicker. She just preens and prances around with her fancy clothes. And she talks to me confidentially, and all in Vietnamese, and I only understand a half of it. But I shake my head, yes. And we got two little boys here, there, and now. This one little kid that's kind of an orphan from Saigon that the Ba brought up, it was her brother's son. He just kind of hangs on to me, and he talks to me, and he's a moocher. He's just like those little Mexicans that mooch, you know, and they don't have much. But he listens, and I teach him tricks like standing on his head and stuff. They all think last night, no one here, and I stood on my head down in the living room, and they thought that was the damnedest thing they ever saw. They just talked, and oh, Deplam, Om William, number one. They say that's something out of the ordinary. Then the kids had to learn to stand on their head, and this little ornery bugger, he's pretty good at standing on his head. He'll learn it before long. Well, I wonder, in your last letter you wrote me that Bobby was over there working, and Lou had built his old workshop into a kind of an office. I guess that snow has helped Lou so he can finish up all his work and get his program ahead of schedule. I guess Bobby will have his house ready to move into in a month or two, as fast as they build. And if he's over there with them, he'll be working real hard to get her built. You tell him that old Cuz thinks about him a lot, wishes him all the good fortune in the world, And as we're doing out here now, everybody's wishing one another a happy and prosperous new year. I told you that I got 20 Tet cards or so, 20 cards from people, and I sent out about that many, I guess. And just like Christmas at home, you try and catch up on the cards that people send you. If you forget them, why, you run out and get another card and send to them. But I had just made up a list of my people that work in the office, and so I just made out cards and sent them. And a lot of them wasn't going to send any, but a lot of them then quickly went out and got a card and sent to me. But they're kind of cute, they're unique, and I'll send them on to you so you can look at them. If things go along satisfactorily, I expect that by the time I come home in June, that things will be pretty well organized out here, and wouldn't surprise me but what be able to bring our wives out to Vietnam, in which case I think I'd just as soon come back here with you and spend some time. Even if I don't get to language school, this will be beneficial. I've indicated on my application for school that I was going to make this a career. The only thing is I don't meet the criteria, as they call it, of the language school. My age is one thing, and my language proficiency test was very poor. But that don't surprise me, very poor. But if I could get together with 8 hours a day for some language, I know I'd do pretty good at it, very good at it. But you have to practice the stuff. Then even if things are not settled so that we come out here, perhaps it'd be better if you lived a little while in a safe haven. I think maybe I could get an opportunity to send you to safe haven. I don't think I want to stay away from you too long anymore. I think I'd rather go and visit you some short times. See, because you'd probably have a life outside, although I'm not too fond of having you isolated someplace unless you're in Taipei. With some of the people I have with me now are nice people in Taipei, you'd probably enjoy yourself. I'd certainly enjoy having you close to me, baby, and holding you in my arms. And I don't think I'm going to have much time to sing to you tonight, but I would sing you Girl of My Dreams, I love you, honest I do, you are so sweet. And while I sang, I'd mean every word of it, and I'd look right into your big brown eyes, and I'd tell you how much I love you with the song of If I Could Just Hold Your Charms Again in My Arms, then life would be complete. Well, honey, this is the end. Goodbye.